You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got such a packed show today, I don't know that we're going to be able to get everything in, but a lot of breaking news to try to stay on top of, and I'm going to do my best to get it to all of you straight ahead. Not only the new Senate health bill, healthcare bill is out, but also breaking stories you're not hearing anywhere else.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
She was here because of Lynch. So, again... I have a son who's a great young man. He's a fine person. He took a meeting with a lawyer from Russia. It lasted for a very short period, and nothing came of the meeting.
He was quick to say, that was President Trump earlier today in his joint news appearance with the French president. He was quick to say that it was a lawyer from Russia, not a government lawyer from Russia. It's really weird, and it's really sad. Julie Bandera, Shepard Smith, some of these people, even on Fox News, starting to adopt inaccurate talking points from the left, and the bias is starting to creep in. It's really starting to annoy me. Julie Banderas earlier today said, well, you know, they said that they never met with a Russian official. Well, this woman was not a Russian official. She was a lawyer that she may or may not have had ties to people in the Russian government, but she wasn't a Putin official. And the left is getting sloppy, and they're not being accurate in what they're saying. So the president, and that's the big story. That's talk about the buried lead. The woman that Donald Trump Jr. met with shouldn't have even been in the country. The Hill newspaper today, big article, was the top link on Drudge for most of the day. But that Russian lawyer initially cleared into the U.S. Through the Justice Department. And the reasons that she was here were labeled extraordinary circumstances. She met with Don Jr. Then she's at the Capitol Hill like the next day. She's lobbying on behalf of things that the Obama administration wanted to see happen in Russia, but they were also very pro-Russia. She was trying to get some sanctions lifted and some other things. The revelation means it was an Obama Justice Department that allowed her to be here and why she was even here to begin with. And this doesn't even begin to ask the question, well, wait a minute, if Lynch, who had the secret meeting on the runway with you know who, and was preventing Comey from investigating Hillary, and now you've got this basically Russian operative who's, you know, basically a political gun for hire. She's running around doing all these different jobs. Let's look into that. If we're going to have an investigation into all this, let's take a look at what these connections actually mean. Oh, and by the way, how much money did the Clinton Foundation clear from the Russian government in the 2 years previous to the election? Let's ask that question. Let's open those books. Saw a great cartoon today. It's a person sitting at a desk, and he's holding up a box, and it says Trump evidence, and he's turning it upside down, and one little scrap of paper falls out. And then sitting next to him is the Hillary evidence box, and it's stacked, you know, almost to the ceiling, single file papers. You just, you know, and there's a man dressed as a donkey, pointing to the man who's got the box turned upside down, and goes, "See that one speck? That means we should investigate this more." Meaning they're ignoring all the stuff that's sitting over in the Hillary box. So true, so true. The other big story of the day is that the Senate has released their version of the healthcare reconciliation that they would like to see happen. Whether or not they have the votes to get it to the floor and get it debated and get it voted on, that's all something that Mitch McConnell's still going to have to fight. But there are two things in this, at least in the initial reading that I've given it today, that I really like, and they're significant ones. These are some that actually Ted Cruz has been pushing for. Health savings accounts are now going to be allowed to pay premiums. Why we were never allowed for people that wanted to save their own cash and put it in a thing labeled an HSA, a health savings account, tax-free. But you put it in the bank. It goes into that account. That account is allowed to be used to pay for your medical stuff. But it was never allowed to pay for premiums for coverage. You could buy aspirin with it, but you couldn't pay for a doctor's visit. It was really absurd kind of thinking. This act will allow that to happen. That's never been allowed before. And then the other one that is a huge one. I mean, this one is one of the biggest nuts to crack that they were trying to get past, at least for the conservatives, is give people the option to buy lower premium plans. In other words, if I just want to buy catastrophic and I don't want to have a plan that covers, you know, my future transgender transition sex change operation, that should be allowed. The Obama plan, you had to have all that other stuff. With this, you could opt for just the catastrophic coverage. And if that's the way you want, if you wanted to have a health savings account, in other words, kind of a cash way of paying for your medical care, and then have a catastrophic coverage to cover the big things, this plan will now allow you to do that. This is a fundamental repeal of Obamacare. Don't believe Rand Paul today. He's running around, it's not a full repeal and replace. There are significant improvements to the Senate bill, and I haven't read it thoroughly yet, but those two things alone are already jumping out at me. All right, I've got another huge story that is not being covered in most of the press today, but it should be. And this is what I want to know. If you've been following me on social media today, you already know I'm ticked off about this. But we're talking about the Russia stuff. We're talking about why that's, you know, sucking all the oxygen out of the room. It's one thing to deal with people that are from the other party and to understand that they are trying to undermine because they want to regain political control. They want to win back seats. What is really pathetically, piggishly disgusting is when people from Mr. Trump's party are doing him wrong. And Senator John McCain, when he got exposed for what he did, said he just did what any other citizen would do. When after the election, on or about November 18th of last year, he turned in a dossier to James Comey at the FBI that was full of unconfirmed secrets of supposed dirty behavior by the president-elect. Now, what business does a Republican senator have turning such a dossier over to James Comey after the election? Well, he just said, I'm just doing what any other citizen would do. Here's the big curveball that just makes John McCain an abject liar. This dossier is the same dossier that was cited by Comey under oath, that was referred to continuously by CNN and MSNBC in the run-up to the election. And it's also a dossier that, according to the Associated Press and several press agencies that began to look into what the dossier included, because it was compiled by Christopher Steele, a now disgraced former intelligence officer for the United Kingdom, that almost everything in the folder had been debunked before the election. So you have this dossier that everybody that has investigated it looked at it and said, that's not true. And you had Comey arguing for broader use of FBI powers to investigate Trump. And you had McCain turning it over to Comey after 10 days after the election, saying, maybe you can get him. Here you go. I don't like that guy. I think that this is such a disgrace that if the Republican Party doesn't primary John McCain, I think he should resign. This is because his only intent, the only intent that he could have at that point, using debunked information publicly, I said before the election took place that that dossier had already been debunked. You want to go back and look through the reels? We can find it. But what was John McCain doing trying to spread dirt on his president that just got elected from his party? He shouldn't be allowed to be in the party anymore. Goodbye, John McCain. You're done. You're a traitor to the country and to your own political party. Can't have that. We've got enough turncoats that are springing these leaks and doing all this other stuff. It's time to get the dirty players out of politics. And we can start with John McCain. Kevin McCullough, you disagree? KMCRadio@gmail.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there is such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan, because right now they are still at some of the lowest in history. And it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS. Number 60134.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1. Just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
When I heard of Balance of Nature, and I said, because I had prayed, Lord, how am I going to get all this food into me that's so good to me? That's when I called. Now I know that I get my fruits and my vegetables into me, and I don't have to work so hard. I know that I am getting the proper things into my body. I do believe that if I didn't have this already in my body, my Balance of Nature, it wouldn't have gone so good for me. But because my body was healthy, that's what kept me going.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEMISSION.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help. Listen to Dr. Robert Zaloom, cardiologist, Lutheran Medical Center.
My story actually goes back 20 years. I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. I was in so much pain and almost desperate. I said, I got to try something. So I came here. They took me right away. And the first day I had a treatment, and I couldn't believe in just one session, I already had 50% relief of my pain. In 3 weeks, I was pain-free. It was, for me, a miracle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Say hello to the Brooklyn Spine Center and goodbye to pain. Call 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's Brooklyn Spine Center. When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you were to listen to the naysayers, they would have you believe that the rest of the world is falling apart and that we need to be concentrated on all the foibles of this nation, because that's the only focus it seems like the media has. But I want to pull the camera back a little bit, if I could, and I want to pull it back to the 35,000 foot level, because across the way, in a beautiful portion of the world, shines a little jewel of a nation that actually is brimming with activity. It is surging with life, and it is celebrating a very special mark in the year of 2017. And here to talk about it is Reuven Daron, who is the CEO of Genesis Tours USA. And we're so glad to have him back. Reuven, thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Love to hear your voice, my friend. These are incredible times to be alive, aren't they?
Yeah, very, very, very well. It's never boring, that's for sure. Let me ask you about, because if people don't know about the jewel I'm talking about, of course, I'm talking about the land of Israel. And this is a special year, and there is some historical significance to it. Please explain for those that have no clue what I'm talking about.
Well, as you know, and I believe we talked about it in the past, Kevin, what we are celebrating in Jerusalem these days is actually a double jubilee. We have a 50-year anniversary since the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War of 1967. In fact, this week, this very week, 50 years ago, Israeli paratroopers division broke into eastern Jerusalem, liberated Temple Mount, gave access to Jewish worshipers and Christian worshipers for the first time in thousands of years to the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall of Temple Mount, and brought Jerusalem back under Israeli sovereignty in thousands of years. That happened 50 years ago. 100 years ago, this year, precisely 100 years ago, during 1917, the British forces liberated the entire Middle East from Ottoman Muslim control, including the land of Israel and Jerusalem. And so 100 years ago, the land got liberated. 50 years ago, the city got liberated. What miracle can we expect this year? I'm not sure, but you and I, Kevin, are going to be there together this fall to participate in this wonderful time.
You're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment on those levels of expectations, aren't you?
I don't know. I have some serious, crazy expectations in my heart. And this
That's good.
We live in Jerusalem. My family's there. My children and grandchildren live right about us. And so I'm not looking for any disasters. I'm looking for more of the faithfulness and the credibility of God's good and precious promises to come around.
Yeah. We're speaking with Reuven Daron, who runs a group called Genesis Tours. It's their slogan is your gateway to the Holy Land. And they have done such an expert job for so many years with my listeners as we have taken these trips and we have gone to these places and we have seen these sites and we have broken bread and we have just had experiences that you cannot put a price on in terms of what they mean to the overall value of someone's life who experiences them. And Reuven, I was trying to explain this to somebody at my own church actually a couple of weeks ago, because there was a very kind of complicated passage that was being discussed in the service. And I said, you know what, I totally understand this, because they were talking about the story of Hannah, and they were talking about the longing that she had for a son.
Mm-hmm.
And of course her son was Samuel, who anointed Saul, who anointed David, who liberated Jerusalem the first time, and eventually gave us the line of Christ. And so if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, there is an immense and intense connection to these places. That particular place that they were talking about in that church service was a little town called Shiloh. I've been there. I've seen it. It's just just an amazing thing to sit there and go, wow, this is where all of that took place. But Reuven, for people that have never been, and I said something in a recent event that we had with the stations, I said, you know, if your pastor's never been to Israel, you'll be amazed at what happens to his teaching when he comes back. If your Sunday school teachers have never been to Israel, you'll be amazed at how their lessons take on new vibrancy and new life when they return from that trip. Why is that, Reuven? What is it about going there and touching it that allows these servants to come back and to be able to literally teach the Bible from a different perspective?
You know how the Word of God says, Kevin, the Lord invites all people of faith, all people of good hearts. He says, come, taste and see that the Lord is good. And in that sense, he's appealing not just to our high intellect, not just to our educational capacity, not even just to our faith capabilities, which is a gift from heaven anyway. Faith is a gift. We acquire it through the work of Christ. And so, but the Lord says, come, taste and see. There's something very concrete about the invitation to experience God, not just by faith and intellect, but by practically touching the stones, eating the food, hearing the music, breathing the air, smelling the Sea of Galilee flowing quietly in front of us. There's something about engaging God and God's provisions with all of our senses that adds a special point of reference to our experience of Christ and of our salvation, of our eternal hope. And so God gave Israel, I believe, Kevin, as a gift to the world. In these final generations of human history, we don't know the time or the hour. We don't know. Jesus himself said, I don't know the time nor the hour. Only the Father knows when he returns. But he gave us signs and wonders to detect the seasons we live in. And we know we live in probably the final generations of human history, if we understand our Bibles correctly. And as a gift to humanity, God brought Israel back online. He brought the Jewish people back to the homeland after 2,000 years of miserable and painful dispersion, knowing nothing but rejection and hatred, abuse and violence all over the world. Any other people group, Kevin, would have been demolished and vanquished and disappeared long ago, like many other nations disappeared from the face of the earth. But the Jewish people were blessed with a curse. We couldn't die. We couldn't vanish. We could not go away and vanish into the night. We survived by the word of God, and at the final generations, he brought us back home. I told you the story about my grandpa. He came to Israel walking on foot from Russia.
Actually, let's retell that story when we come back. We're speaking with Reuven Daron. And friends, if you would like to experience what Reuven and I are effervescing about here, and that's really the only way to describe how you talk about Israel, it's an effervescence. You just bubble over with things that are so incredible when you experience them. Come and experience it with us this year. In the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Israel and the 100th anniversary of the liberation of the region, November 1st through the 10th, and you can get all the information at experienceisraeltour.com or call this number, 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word DEAL to 250250 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text DEAL to 250250, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text DEAL to 250250. That's DEAL to 250250.
As a cop, checking on seniors who weren't answering the phone often meant bad news.
Meet Robert, a retired cop, now a senior citizen.
We'd get sent to the home of a senior with health issues, and too often, that senior had fallen or had a stroke and couldn't reach the phone. Now that I'm retired, I carry mobile help everywhere. It's my insurance in an emergency, and it looks cool too, like one of those fitness watches.
Most alert devices only work in the home, but mobile help works at home and away, nationwide on one of the largest cellular networks. If you need help, simply press the button. Mobile help pinpoints your location and connects you to a U.S.-based operator who will get you the help you need. Call now for up to 25% off, plus a free emergency lockbox with purchase. Call 1-800-915-8186. 800-915-8186. 800-915-8186. System coverage while on AT&T Network. Savings based on annual DUO purchase plan with medication reminder feature added.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big barbecue or even for dinner on a weeknight. I've got a perfect couple of products for you to try. The new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino. The Sabal Meat Products are the company that put these out. The Campesino Salami Especial is a favorite blend of meats and spices. Tastes great. It's high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is also a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're perfect for grilling, sandwiches, or even salads. You can find these and any other products of Sabal Meats at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Clubs. Pick up Sabal Meat Products, and don't forget to listen to my show every Friday to hear the Sabal Meat Trivia Question of the Week, or head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality.
This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're a secular person, if you're a believer, if you're someone who is even hostile to the idea of the biblical record. You go to Israel and you see and experience the things that we are talking about today, and your perspective will change. You know how I know that, by the way? Because a couple of years ago, I've taken more than one trip. I think I've taken three or four now, of listeners that went. And there was a cynic that was on one of the trips, a couple of times back. And the entire trip for this person was in large measure something that, you know, he came into with this kind of this idea of, you know, what are these Christians talking about and what are they going to see and so forth. And he asked consistently great questions and took pictures and began to engage in the conversation. And before the trip was over, had his eyes open to the realities that that perhaps the claims of the Bible, perhaps the claims of the lands of the Bible were true. And I can't recommend highly enough how important it is for you to go to Israel and to see these things for yourself. I'm visiting with Reuven Daron, who has been on all these trips with me. Well, I think you've been on all of them except one, Reuven, and that trip was, I was invited by Prime Minister Netanyahu. So, I mean, as good as you are, you know, BB was, he was my first love. He was the first one that got me there.
I gladly concede.
But you were talking about before the break, the pain that Israel, establishing the land, reestablishing the land, really cost those who wanted it and who wanted to be part of it. And you were telling a very personal story about your father. There's many people listening to us that have not heard our previous conversation. So why don't you tell that story?
Well, about 100 years ago, my late grandfather, actually both my grandparents' families came from Eastern Europe and Russia, which was the place where many Jewish communities survived for hundreds of years in the diaspora. But situation changed. Russia was turning from being an empire under the Tsar. The Bolshevik revolution was rolling in. There was a lot of mayhem and social disorder. The Jews are always a very convenient scapegoat. And they went after the Jewish communities, burned their homes, stole their money. Grandpa's family was very prosperous, very successful. He was actually one of the only three Jewish officers in the Tsar's navy. Grandpa Felix was building warships for the Tsar. But they lost their status, lost their money, lives were threatened. They fled for their lives. Once they reached safety in Eastern Europe, they sent the women and the children by boat to the only port which was then existed in what was called Palestine at the time, the land of Israel, which was in Jaffa. But they ran out of money, so Grandpa Felix led a group of about 20 guys on foot, walking from Russia to Israel. It took them 1 year, Kevin. They wandered across a hostile continent. They hid. They worked a little bit. They stole some bread in the night. They kept evading the authorities. They kept walking in the night, hiding in the days. Took them 1 year until they arrived to the land of their dreams, which at the time, as you know, had nothing. The land was devastated, undeveloped, unloved, unwanted, unfruitful. According to the scriptures, it exactly how they found it. The land was laying in waste until the children of Israel were brought back home. And that was a supernatural grace, Kevin. No people group in human history, at least in recorded human history, no other people group survived such an extensive and extended abuse and then rose up one morning saying, we want to go back home. And we are going to rebuild the ancient devastations. We are going to restore the ancient cities. And now that we are entered, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated our 69th Independence Day in Israel. So we are officially in our 70th year as a sovereign state, reborn, restored, some say resurrected from the dead. According to the word of God, we are in our 70th birthday. And that, too, is a unique number in biblical terminology. This is a full generation. This is a full cycle of life. And as you said earlier, it's the only country that works in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do when we come to visit, when we bring you to the land, you see and touch the miracle firsthand.
Well, and I want people to understand that when they take the trip, there's a number of things that we'll talk about here in the next few minutes, but you're going to have tremendous experiences everywhere you go. But some of it will be biblical history coming to life. Some of it will be evidence of the excavations that are ongoing. Some of it will be the observation of the technology that is currently being developed. And Israel is a burgeoning security and technology and A number of industries are growing out of Israel in an amazing way. The food, the sights, the experiences, they're all things that I want you to know about. And when we continue, we'll delve into some of those. But if you'd like information to join us November 1st through the 10th, 855-867-2536. I'd love for you to be on my bus, 855-867-2536. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. United Praise New York is coming to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn Friday night, August the 11th. United Praise NYC, a multi-worship experience, multi-platform CCM recording artist Jeremy Camp. He knows. He knows. Multi-platinum and Grammy Award-winning artist Fred Hammond. Angel born. Three-time platinum and gold CCM and Latin singer-songwriter Jackie Velasquez.
I get
Dove Award winner, Sidewalk Prophets, international artist Planet Shakers, joined by neo soul worship artist Chosen for the Journey, the operatic sounds of Val, voice of worship,
yes, I know.
Brooklyn's own Baraka Baptist Church Choir, CCM Gospel, Praise and Worship live, all on one stage and one night only, Friday, August 11th at the Barclays Center. For tickets, go to UnitedPraiseNYC.com. That's UnitedPraiseNYC.com. UnitedPraiseNYC.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Does forgetting your password make your blood boil? If technology is supposed to make life easier, then why is it so difficult to log into apps and websites? We're about to simplify your life now by giving you free access to Dashlane, the award-winning app that remembers and protects all of your passwords, making it easy to securely access all of your accounts. Get Dashlane, free for life, on your favorite device right now by texting PASS to 543-543. Dashlane makes life online blissfully simple, safe, and secure. Trusted by over 7 million users and 6,000 companies. Top-rated in functionality, security, and ease of use. Honored with over 70,000 five-star ratings. Dashlane, where passwords are never lost, never forgotten, and always secure. Unlock free access to Dashlane for life on your favorite device right now by texting PASS to 543-543. After texting, please enjoy a sigh of relief. That's PASS to 543-543.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the City of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Details on how you can go to Israel with me and experience something that you'll have a hard time putting into words. 855-867-2536. In fact, if you ever, you know, do go and then, you know, somebody says, hey, let's go for coffee. I want to hear about your Israel. No. We're going to have dinner. It's going to take too long just to tell you about it over coffee. This is my regular dilemma, Reuven Daron, when people ask me to describe Israel for them. Like, how much time do you have? 855-867-2536 is where you call to get information and to hold your spot. And you can do that. They have payment plans available. You can put a down payment down and then make a monthly installment if you can't afford the full price of the trip right away. But call and see what the different options are before you don't make any decisions until you've spoken with them. 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536. You can also go to experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com. Reuven, the experience is enhanced. Each year you bring a Bible teacher. You go to biblical sites, and one of the things that is really fun is that the Salem Media Group tour always gets to be together in a couple of places for very large worship gatherings. Talk about what we do on top of Mount Carmel.
One of my favorite spots, absolutely. And you know, if your frustration, Kevin, is that you don't have enough time over coffee to tell your friends about Israel and the experiences we'll have there, my frustration is that I only have you in Israel this is only a 10-day trip. We'll be
right
on the ground for 8 full days, 8 full nights, and if I would have my way, I'd keep you there for 3 weeks, take you home, have a cup of coffee with the family, and show you the things that we cannot show in 8 days. But it's incredible, Kevin, and like you mentioned, we go to places and we find access to treasures that fill up those days so richly, and then you have so much time back home to reminisce and to regurgitate the wonders. Up on the Carmel mountaintop, and you remember the story from the scriptures, Elijah the prophet calls on God, fire comes, consumes the sacrifice, tremendous time in the history of the people of Israel, 1 Kings chapter 18, and right on the top of the mountain, probably within a stone's throw away, where Elijah prayed to God and saw the miracles, we have a wonderful building of worship. It is called the Carmel Congregation. It is a place of worship where we have Jews and Arabs and Christians and minorities. People get together on a weekly basis to worship God. This is a messianic faith in terms of its the origin of its theology, but the place is wide open for people from all backgrounds, very receptive, very friendly. They have an outreach to refugee children. They have children who are coming from distraught families in Africa and in the Middle East who find refuge in Israel. We have a refugee acceptance policy in Israel all the time. People don't talk about it. Israel is the only safe place for Arabs in the Middle East today. And they come. They come in hordes. And so you'll see it in the Carmel Assembly, and that is one of our public meeting spots, as we said earlier. Most of the trip will be done in a more intimate, smaller group of 40, 45 folks who fit on one bus, one guide, one speaker, one teacher, and we will travel lightly. But on occasion, we get together for a big blast, a happy meeting with a lot of music, with a big talk, with a big Bible study, and with a big introduction to some Israeli local experts. And one of those meetings will take place right on the top of the Carmel mountain range. Geographically, Kevin, this is the highest spot of the entire mountain range. And that's why we believe we are probably very close to the place where Elijah called on God, who answered by fire. Yeah. And we will turn on the music, we will bring out the teachers and the preachers, we will open the scriptures and look to God together to celebrate His goodness.
I wish you could see the hair standing up on the ends of my arms right now,
because
it's one of my favorite memories. Because we're short on time, I want to make sure we get all this in. The food and accommodations, Reuven, you guys really go the extra mile to make sure that not only are we sleeping soundly, but we have the most incredible breakfast and lunch and dinner spreads I think I've ever witnessed.
Well, like I told you before, my modus operandus is taste and see that the Lord is good. And so we really do, honest to God, Kevin, we try to provide a package that is absolutely, completely satisfying and pleasant to every human being that comes into Israel. So these are very good hotels, comfortable beds, clean sheets, and the food, like you said, is out of this world. Breakfast buffet, evening buffets, and every lunch, we grab on the run, basically, on location. So we kind of handpicked specialty restaurants along the way as we travel throughout our days to feature some unique Middle Eastern cuisine. And yeah, it's always something that is true to the locale, that is true to maybe the stories that we've heard that day. It's fresh, it's delicious, it's nutritious, and the only reason you won't gain weight in Israel on our trips is because we walk a lot.
That's right.
Eat it and you walk it.
We certainly do. And there's a lot of fresh produce that comes from the region that is, it just tastes different than anywhere else on the planet. In fact, the other day I was in the kitchen, Reuben, and my bride and I were talking about dinner, and we're like, you know, let's have a tomato and cucumber salad. Yeah. Like the kind in Israel. And we both kind of just stood there and like our mouth watered for saying that. Nope, we're here and we're here in New York. We're stuck with what we've got here.
That's true.
Anyway,
and
friends, here's what you need.
It's not just the blessing of God, but it's just the fact that everything is so close in Israel. The farm is never more than an hour or two from the hotel.
Here's the phone number, friends. Come and join us, please, or at least get the information. Maybe hold your spot with a down payment. 855-867-2536. 855-867-2536. Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. 855-867-2536 or experienceisraeltour.com. All the info in one spot. 855-867-2536. Hi, Kevin McCullough. So glad that we are able to let you know that in a day in which there's such uncertainty in the economy, that some things are still dependable. One thing you can take control of is, for instance, the rate of your home or refinance loan, because right now they are still at some of the lowest in history, and it's certain that you'll be paying more if you wait much longer. The Federal Reserve just raised rates again, so now is the time to take action. My friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at the Intercontinental Capital Group are committed to finding you the lowest rates possible and to save you money. Mike and Brian do everything they can to help you, whether it's refinance or first-time purchase. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in a low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's the summertime, and that means there will be engagements on the beach, weddings under the sunset, and if you or your friends are getting married or popping the question this summer, you need to go to Lord's Diamonds for your engagement ring. My friend Anu has been helping Kevin McCullough listeners for more than a decade make their engagements even more special. And I've had a great experience with Lord's Diamonds personally in the McCullough marriage. Getting the lovely bride the ring she always wanted on our 6th anniversary, thanks to the careful, watchful eye of Anu, was a blessing beyond description. So give Lord's Diamonds a call at 212-789-8500 or visit lordsdiamonds.com. And we also want you to take part in the Lord's Diamonds Summer Giveaway. Sign up at am570themission.com for a chance to win a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000. You can also email at kmcradio@gmail.com to enter.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is going to be so much fun. November 1st through the 10th. You've got to join us. You've got to join us. Bring the whole family. There are families that do this. There's kids running around. But there's also a great group of people. And Reuben, this is the thing I wanted to kind of end with. It will be a special anniversary. There will be unique things of history that we will observe. We will go to the Holocaust Museum. We will go to the biblical sites. We will go to places that people will remember for the rest of their lives. But the experience itself is made this much deeper from sharing it with people that we've never met in most cases. And we come together and we are friends on a bus for 7 to 10 days. And, you know, every trip I've led, Reuven, we've come back, started Facebook pages. Those people that have been on those trips have stayed friends to this very day. And you expand your human experience as well. And it really is an honor to get to do that with people that share your faith, share your perspective, and have such deep appreciation for what they're seeing, just like you do.
And that is part of the magic. It really is part of the blessing, because when we go through such transformational, deep, and moving experiences, Kevin, it's not the same if you cannot share them. So obviously, your spouse or your family would be the first circle of sharing, but those new relationships so open us up to see these miracles through different perspective and different eyes that I always found it, as you have, I always found it to be enriching and enhancing the experience. God made us to be a community. He called us into a relational experience of His goodness and loving kindness. We are never supposed to walk it alone. And I've seen lives literally change. The entire trajectory of individual lives were changed because they had experienced not just the nearness of the Lord and His prophetic word fulfilled before their eyes in Israel, but they made great friends, they made good connections, and they remained friends for many years to come.
Yeah. Think about this, friend. Think about standing in the same places where 3,000 years ago Jesus Christ stood. And think about standing in the same places that 5,000, 6,000 years ago Moses stood. And in fact, if he came back today, Reuven, the kind of unique thing about Moses is he would be able to understand the language and comprehend the text and actually converse with people, because the history and the heritage of the nation of Israel goes all the way back to the ancient lands and the ancient times. And to have that kind of continuity is unlike any other civilization on the planet.
Absolutely. Other than having to teach Moses or the Apostle Paul how to use cell phone and tablet, they know everything. They know where the places are. Jerusalem is in the same spot. Jaffa is in the same spot. Caesarea is in the same location, as is Nazareth and Tiberias. Yeah. They would speak the same language. They walk the same sandals. And they worship the same God.
And we all like to float on the Dead Sea, just equally.
Yes, we'll be there. We spent a whole day, Kevin, at the Dead Sea in Masada. One of my best experiences.
Yeah, it's really something. And while Masada is not really something that you think of in terms of the biblical context, it's very important in terms of the understanding of the fight of the struggle for the existence of the nation of Israel. And then you follow up that long hike or cable car up to the top, where you're literally feel like you're baking in the sun a little while you're up there, and then you go and you float on the Dead Sea for a little while, and you come back. You have had a day at the spa, my friend. You just don't know it. Your skin looks better. Your muscles are energized, all from the minerals of the Dead Sea, and it's such a lovely thing. You've got to come. You've got to come. You've got to come. 855-867-2536, 855-867-2536, or online at experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com, or 855-867-2536. Reuven, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that a lot of our friends join us as well.
Looking forward to have you.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Well, you know what we do. We talk about what's going on and try to, you know, help you obliterate the confusion, amplify the truth, pursue clarity. Friends, this will be a clarifying trip like you'll never experience again in your life. 855-867-2536. So come and join us. 855-867-2536. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.